Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love James Bond movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in Miami on Thursday, February 28th, to Ocean's 13. Last night I did a Benson movie interruption at Cinefamily of 007's 23rd outing, Skyfall, with co-interrupters Matt Myra, Sarah Silverman, and Wayne Fetterman, and I will play the audio from the beginning of that show at the conclusion of this mini boner ep. This one will have to hold you for a week or so because I'm leaving tomorrow on the 311 cruise. And if knowing that is going to give you the bright idea of robbing my home, please do. I've got a lot of worthless crap lying around that I would appreciate someone taking off my hands. Speaking of 311, the greatest movie ever rolled will finally be available for download on Monday, March 11th at chill.com. Watch me and DLM 12 guests of Christmas champ Graham Elwood tell jokes, suffer from road rage, and play the Leonard Maltin game with audience members in clubs in seven cities: Ann Arbor, Peoria, Chicago, Des Moines, Houston, Omaha. That's where 311's from, and Oklahoma City, plus Burbank. If you pre-order it now at chill.com, you can get it for only $6.40. That's less than a dollar a city. Yeah. There was a problem with the Dining with Doug and Karen Oscar episode. If you tried to download it, you may have gotten an episode of Janet Varney's JV Club instead, but I hear that the problem has been fixed. And I say you should listen to both of those podcasts for free. Yesterday, I recorded an episode of Burt Kreischer's podcast, BurtCast, which will be available soon for free also on iTunes. All right, enough with the plugging. Here's the first few minutes of my interruption of Skyfall. And as always, Dame Judi Dench is a shithead.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody. I'm so excited about every time we do this, it gets better. And then the next time we do it, it's going to be Cloud Atlas. So that's going to be, that could be a bit of a dive. Who's going to come sit through the 2 hour and 45 minute, plus we'll add an intermission, Cloud Atlas? And of those people, who have seen Cloud Atlas already? Interesting. And so I get a feeling some of you want to come back and be like, yeah, I fucking hate this movie. And others want to come back and be like, see, it's not so bad. So it's going to be an interesting screening. Maybe we should maybe give everybody a letter or something as they walk through the door, like a sign to hang around their neck, for or against. And you flip it over at the end of the movie. Because you may decide to love it or decide to still hate it. Anyway, I'm sort of excited about that, but I am insanely happy to be doing Skyfall. When Skyfall was coming out in November, I got this great idea, and I think I said it out loud at one of the shows, that I wanted to do every single James Bond movie. Like make it a series over the next 3 years. We do like one James Bond movie a month. Starting from the very beginning, going all the way through, and then they told me that the studio, MGM or whatever, was like, well, you, because I wanted to do Dr. No around the time Skyfall was opening, they're like, you can't do any James Bond movies until March or February. And I was like, you motherfuckers. I'm not going to do any now. And I was so excited about it. I was so into it. But I still might do it. But we'll see how this goes. This is the first James Bond movie I've ever interrupted. And I love James Bond movies. I think, like most James Bond aficionados, there's things that you think are the best thing that happened in James Bond movies, and then there's the worst things, like in Moonraker, when James Bond took a hovercraft onto the ground, you know, drove it down a real street, and a pigeon did a double take. That is probably, for me, the lowest moment in the history of James Bond movies, but everybody probably has one. And so Skyfall for me is not as great as everybody made it out to be, but is still, I'm so grateful that it's a James Bond movie and that it exists, and I wish they would take my notes for the next one. Bring the naked silhouettes back to the opening credits. James Bond can't give anybody AIDS anymore. That went away. Just relax and make it a sexy thing again. And more, which I will share with you during the showing of this movie. And Javier Bardem may indeed have gotten robbed of not only a nomination, but perhaps the Oscar itself. Because no villain has ever pulled his own teeth out. With such shocking results. I gotta get my guests out here because they're an absolute array of... each one of them has had a different experience with Skyfall leading up to tonight, which is exactly how I like it, and I'm lucky it worked out that way. So please welcome my friends Wayne Federman, Matt Myra, and Sarah Silverman. So sit down that way. Yeah, that's good right there. And you, whoever wants to be right there, Ken, and then two in that...
I still want
to
be on the end.
Okay. So somebody sit here, take the mic that's closest right to there, and go there.
Good.
And then, yeah, that's perfect. And then Wayne, just sit right there. And yeah, grab this mic. Hopefully it'll reach. We got to test the mics. This part of the show.
Great.
It's fun to talk to you guys, but mostly we're just checking the mics and making sure they have your mic. Yeah, get the ones the right corresponding.
Okay. Now, why did we come at it from three different places?
I don't understand the question. That's Wayne Federman, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess incomprehensible.
Out of the gate, Wayne Federman is always why this, why that. Why did you do what?
You said we came at it from three different perspectives.
Oh, okay.
Skyfall.
Right, you got right to it. I appreciate that. I'm sorry that I...
I'm sorry I insinuated that that was a crazy question. Because you have seen the motion picture one time.
Yes.
Sarah has seen it zero times. And our friend Matt Myra has seen it nine times.
Matt.
Nine times.
You're a weirdo.
So he is armed for bear. He knows what he likes. He knows what he dislikes.
If the guild sends you a screener, you watch it. 7 times. That's in the rules. I didn't vote for anything, but...
But you got the screener, and you just put it on. I'll put things on a kind of a loop, like I had Les Mis on a loop for a while. I had Argo on a loop for a little bit. Right. Nothing like my obsession a few years ago when I couldn't stop watching Up in the Air. Go ahead, Wayne. You were going to say...
I was going to say, I do the opposite. When I get screeners, I try not to see them at home. Try to only see movies in the theater.
Well, I had already put in two movies.
There's 8 of us.
For the record, I had already seen it. I saw it at the Grove one time, and then I saw it at the Universal City Walk IMAX. Yeah.
Okay.
This thing was
Matt has really experienced this movie beyond any, and no one here has seen it more than 9 times, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you win. You win. Congratulations.
But what?
Nothing. What was it?
And didn't the guy
you watched it on your
American
iPhone?
Beauty direct this movie?
He sure did.
Sam Mendes, who was related to Tony Mendes, who got all those people out of Iran.
And the Menendez brothers, right?
No. That's racist. Let's talk to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hi.
You don't have to get up. They know what you look like.
I'm a lady.
Yeah. You are.
She hasn't seen it.
Never seen this particular James Bond.
No, I have not.
And excited to be here.
Yeah.
It's a fun way to see this movie, I think. You know? I'm going to see Last Stand as the next movie we're going to do with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I'm not going to see it before that night. What a fun way to see that movie for the only time I'll ever see it. With a microphone in my hand. I am addicted to this. If CineFamily would let me do it every night, I would just do this.
Let's make it!
Every night! We gotta run that by Hadrian and Halim, and I don't know how that's gonna fly.
There's a theater in LA where a guy just talks over every movie. No, it's not a Magic Johnson theater. I know, but they need to think it was.
Oh, Matt Myra. What are we going to do with you tonight? Should the three of us just put our microphones down?
I don't know. What's going
You've
on
seen
with
it nine
though?
Times. Are you gonna spoil every surprise?
No, but I have watched the commentary by the director and the separate track by the producers. So if you guys want to know any behind-the-scenes fun, I'll give it to you. Just tweet me while we're the movie's happening.
All right. I don't like the sound of that. It's too interactive.
It's too much of it. I literally cannot think of a movie I've seen in the last 10 years 9 times.
Oh, someone hates Star Wars, don't
they? Yeah, I probably haven't seen any of that many times. But he saw it, 2 of the times were with different commentary tracks on.
Yeah, that counts, right?
It does, but not really.
Okay, well then I watched it 7 times.
2 in movie theaters.
4 in movie theater.
All right.
4 in movie theater.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Now it's suddenly 12.
Well,
I mean 11.
It's not.
Why are we getting that crazy feedback? Are we doing anything wrong?
It's just that's what this part of the show is for, Wayne. We discuss things while the sound people work out the kinks.
We do a sound check in front of the audience. You get more for your dollar here.
Yeah. And we say jokes instead of test, sibilance.
Counting.
Yeah.
No, I can't stop listening to the Pitch Perfect soundtrack.
It's pretty good. I love it. I have it.
It's
that fucking just the 2 minutes of Anna Kendrick with the cup is magical.
So good.
It's ridiculous.
It's a whole
In the movie, they're like, this is, oh, your songs are, your a cappella song, that, what's that band, ABBA? Your song is so, not ABBA, Ace of Base.
Yeah,
that song. In the movie, it's like, oh, you're singing this.
Sure, wasn't Aerosmith.
Yeah, no, it's Ace of Base. And they're like, you're singing this corny old song, you need to update that. But when it comes on, when I'm listening to it, I love it. And it's like the shitty song in the movie.
No, it's all good.
It's so good. It's really.
Yeah, I would put it up there right with the time they performed it on Full House.
They did I Saw the Sign?
Remember?
On
yeah.
Full House?
Stephanie Tanner's band at the Smash Club.
Wow, you've seen that nine times.
Sure have, Doug.
Holy shit. Oh, I gotta get older friends.
I remember when Tootie sang Two of Hearts.
Oh, that beat is what?
Yeah.
Sweet. I think we're good with the microphones now.
Cool.
And I'm gonna stop the recording now. Whoa, 12 minutes.
Where does that go, Doug?
That's... Hey, Doug, let me ask you a quick question.
Okay.
What was your biggest disappointment besides in the Academy Awards as far as... Not in the show, I don't want to talk about that, but...
like, who won or lost?
Yeah, were you in any way disappointed? Besides, obviously, Sarah right here was up within a movie. It was up for Best Animated. Loved it. Wreck-It Ralph. I don't
that
know
was that was probably my biggest disappointment. That I just don't... I didn't get Brave. I didn't understand it.
Brave, Sarah. Really, what I think you'll all agree with is that Skyfall should have won for everything.
Except for Best Song. The thing it did win.
Well, listen.
And it won one other thing, right?
Sound editing.
I love that there's sound editing and sound mixing, and people at home are going, I know the difference.
The two guys that won for editing, then they both have really long hair.
They're both from the amazing Bert Wonderstone.
Isn't it funny though that their passion is cutting, but they clearly
they were long winded.
Did you guys hate that them playing the Jaws theme to get people off?
I kind of enjoyed it.
I thought it was funny.
For it. Like,
some people thought it was cruel.
Well, the first time it's the visual effects guy who's going to spout the woes of the visual effects industry, and they're playing off at the Jaws thing, and you're like, oh, fuck you guys. But then when they did it again, I was like, all right, I'm on board.
If I ever won an Oscar, I'd go into something really political knowing that they were going to cut me off. And then leave, and then make everybody wonder what I was trying, what statement I was trying to make.
I kind of enjoyed the with Tarantino they did Gone with the Wind, which I thought was a nice little pun, too. Right?
What? What happened?
Didn't they play him off with the theme to Gone with the Wind? I know that's an older movie. You're probably not familiar with it. But
they probably...
It was long-winded, or because Django Unchained was like at that time?
Yeah, the same time.
I think they played him off with some music from Django Unchained.
No.
You sure?
Who can back me up?
Back him up.
Just
it was Gone with the Wind?
That's what he says. It's true. Just trust him.
It's like, way fucking Betterman.
Did you write it on the internet? Because then it's true.
I might be wrong, but that was the way I remember.
Yeah,
makes
sense.
I thought that was kind of funny. Like, oh, maybe they have, you know, because they have queued up all the play.
Yeah, oh, sure.
For whoever wins.
I also thought it was a nice touch to keep the band at the Capitol Records up the fucking street.
Holy shit, how did they do that? Like, how do they trust the timing of it?
It's weird, because it's supposedly...
Fiber optics, baby, fiber optics.
But, like, supposedly they did it to save money.
But the bullshit of it was like, we're celebrating music and film. Band, out the fucking door, go down the street.
But didn't Adele have her band there?
Yeah, she sure did, because that's Adele, you don't fuck with Adele.
But she had, right, Sam?
She had her band and the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles.
It's true.
Wasn't it a joke? The guy who went, that was true. And they were delicious.
I think he was laughing that you
let's be friends later.
Have that information at the ready. That was the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles.
It was.
You sure it wasn't the San Bernardino outfit?
San Bernardino outfit.
Let's watch, what do you say we watch Skyfall?
Let's roll it.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. I eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause